Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Kedushim Mem Zayin, Kedushim 47. Today's Daf Yomi, Gemara introduces us to a topic which is a powerful topic in Shas, appears in Bava Basra and Yevamos and in Sanhedrin, and this is the concept of Osios Niknos B'Mesira. So this is a dispute between Rebbe and the Chachamim with respect to a person who wants to sell a contract, a note that he has on his friend. Reuven has a note on Shimon that Shimon owes him $100, and he wants to sell this note to Levi. Ditanya, osios, so that means, literally means letters, but that is contracts. Niknos b'mesira, it can be acquired through being handed over. This is the position of Rebbe. That means if a person wants to sell to his friend his note that he has on somebody else, he doesn't need to write an additional contract about the sale, but rather he could just give it to the person who wants to acquire the note. He could just give this contract to Shimon. He doesn't need to write another contract to Shimon. Chamim Omrim say, Bein Shekasa V'Amasar, Bein Shemasar V'Akasa V'Akana, Ad Sheyechtov V'Yimsar. So the Chamim's position is that whether the seller wrote it to the purchaser, a contract for the sale, or whether he didn't give him over the and he didn't give him over the exact contract, or whether he gave him over the contract and he didn't write him an additional note, Lokana, he is not able to acquire it. The purchaser is not able to acquire the note. Ad sheyichtov v'yimsor. He has to do both things. He has to write it to the seller that he's selling him the note, and he also has to give him over the contract. So that's the position between Rebbe and the Chachamim. I also thought we could say that the fundamental idea of osios, niknos, b'mesira, what's osios? Osios, often throughout Shas, refers to the letters of the Torah. And how do you acquire it? B'mesira, b'mesiras nefesh. The only way you can acquire the letters of the Torah is through complete dedication of our body and soul to the Torah.